Caroline Norton, 1808 to 1877. Who would have thought it? You may not, but I certainly would. Caroline Norton, best-selling writer, yes? Caroline Norton, society hostess with the scandalous soirees, yes? Political reformer? Of course, why not? I was a Sheridan, I had a brain and connections. I had the Prime Minister, Lord Melbourne. Some say he had me, I deny it. He lost his wife to Lord Byron and almost became the man who had the Queen. No, he and I simply adored each other. So what made me a political reformer? Events, dear friends, events. I keep up with things political, even from here. My first folly was to marry a dunce. My second folly was not to realise how cunning a dunce could be. George Norton was a controlling man, and he drank. He failed at his career, and so was jealous of my success at mine. You've not read my novels, The Dandy's Rant, The Woman's Reward. You've seen my plays, read my poetry, The Sorrows of Rosalie, The Faithless Knight. They're on in the West End, surely. Oh, loyalty, it is a dying virtue. So I earned money. Norton spent it. My earnings were, after all, legally his. I succeeded in society. I found him prestigious posts in which he failed. What could George do? He sued Melbourne for damages. The charge? Criminal conversation. Do keep up. Committed adultery with his, George's, possession. Me. He lost. Then came his worst rage. He took our children to Scotland and hid them from me. Only after my William had died under his care could I visit my two remaining boys, but never alone. Bereft, I consulted lawyers about my rights. Imagine my horror. Not only did I, as a woman, even as a mother, have no rights in law, I had no existence. What could I do? I could write pamphlets, letters, humble addresses to the Queen. And in 1837 came the Custody of Infants Act. It allowed wives to have custody of their children if they were under seven and if the wife was not adulterous. It was the first time that women had been mentioned specifically in law. I did not stop there. In 1857 came the Matrimonial Causes Act, which gave women substantial marital rights. Was I a feminist? Not a bit of it. But I changed the law, and that will do.